you're lucky.
Ravine, thank you so much for joining us today on NEF Talk.
It's great to be here with you, Chris.
Congratulations on your new position at Satellite Healthcare. For the last 6 months, you have been Senior Vice President of Growth Initiatives and the Chief Development Officer for the National Nephrology Alliance. Are you still on the roller coaster?
In my experience, you know, that's where you have the highs and the lows, but the trend is always upward.
What are the unmet needs of nephrologists, including the challenge of providing a higher quality of patient engagement and the marketing timing that prompted creation of the NNA, the National Nephrology Alliance?
Every aspect of medicine has gotten more complicated. Despite technology, despite best intentions, despite advancements on the medication side, on the procedure side, one would think, just like we've simplified our lives in communication, transportation, that the same would happen in medicine. Life has gotten more complicated for physicians and for nephrologists as part of that group. That's where we see the opportunity from a mission perspective to assist physicians so they can deliver care better, so they can increase their panel size, so they can have better work-life balance, so they can focus on treating their patient before they get to renal failure, so they can work more upstream by eliminating or reducing a lot of the administrative and reporting and compliance requirements they have in their practice. We clear off their plate to focus on patients and focus on growing their practice.
Would you please tell me about the responses you're receiving from potential early adopters of the NNA, the National Nephrology Alliance?
As we've talked to several dozens of groups across the nation, there have been some consistent themes, and the word crossroads has come up probably in every conversation.
Crossroads.
I think impactful term when someone brings it up on their own. Every practice we've talked to has brought that up, that they see the transition from fee-for-service to value-based care. They've all said that the path forward is uncertain for them, and they're looking for partners, for options, for other ways where they can better address their patients' needs and grow their practice. Many practices, small and large, have hit a bit of a ceiling, and they are not sure how they can go to that next level. It all ties back to doing what's best for the patients, being able to spend more time with the patients, being able to see more patients, at the same time, create a sustainable balance for physicians to grow and love what they do.
What does your presence in a nephrology practice look like? You've qualified nephrologists and their need for the National Nephrology Alliance, but where do you start evaluating needs?
Our first and foremost criteria is that a physician group has a stellar clinical reputation, dedication to patient care, to a holistic approach of the patient is what we look for. We're looking for groups that have somehow hit a plateau and don't see a way or a path to get past that ceiling.
How would you typically describe that plateau?
They tell us. We ask questions. We ask them, what have been your struggles? What have been your challenges? The answers are relatively consistent, Chris. They are about, how do we fund growth that's organic? How do we create compensation models that are attractive? How do we, as private practice nephrologists, compete against the hospitalist programs that exist now?
How do you soften the edges of this burden that nephrologists are struggling with? What is your first act?
Our first act is to understand what they want to do and what will enable them to meet their clinical care goals. If they tell us that they're looking to grow in a certain market that's adjacent to where they practice now, we will devote our resources to that. The back office functions, the billing, the collecting, the HR, the compliance, all those things that will allow them to focus more on that same goal that they're having trouble achieving.
It sounds as if the first step is a very deep evaluation, then a series of conclusions that you present to the nephrologist, to the practice, and a strategy to move ahead. Is that a fair observation on my part?
It's more than fair. It's very accurate. Alignment and flexibility come up a lot in our conversations. And we've seen that every situation, every practice, every market is very different.
How do you establish your presence? Do you have a telephone and a desk in a corner of the practice?
We view ourselves as a partner. And in the National Nephrology Alliance, the model is actually where the physicians own part of it on the same level in terms of class of equity that National Nephrology Alliance has that same stock. As a partner with the physicians, what we do is we stay very much in the background. As far as their day-to-day practice, it's the same people that were there before. You know, they have some better resources, some more growth opportunities, some more support from IT, HR, finance, accounting, and revenue cycle perspective. But part of our model is that we don't get into the physician schedules, their EHR, anything on the clinical side. And as far as the non-clinical staff, we provide structure, guidance, and of course the infrastructure to make that perform more efficiently, both from an output perspective and a cost perspective.
You've said that your goal is to add approximately 50 physicians per year to the platform as NNA grows. You expect to have a larger impact in the VBC realm.
VBC is an acronym for value-based care, and it is something that will be the definitive reimbursement model for all of healthcare in America within the next 3 to 5 years and beyond. As we all have probably received a very strange bill from a doctor or a hospital, a charge for that, an adjustment for that, and then a payment for that, and it's split by the insurance and sometimes the patient.
And much of this has been established by CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. CMS has essentially set the course for nephrology care and patient-focused care with your physician partners.
And what I described was kind of the old way, and value-based care, as the name implies, is a focus on value, meaning the ratio of quality to price. So value-based care will reimburse hospitals and physicians based on two things: how they treat the patient as a whole and the quality of the outcomes that they provide, as opposed to getting 4 CT scans in a month, getting reimbursed for 4 CT scans. The payer might pay that physician $1,000 for that month, regardless of what the level of care is. It's not a perfect model, but it's definitely a better model. It shifts the incentives from volume and charges to overall patient and case management, and rewards outcomes that are positive based upon benchmarks.
Ultimately, how will you quantify your success, having met or exceeded the goals of your partners? What will that look like?
I let my physician partner speak to better in terms of how is a patient progressing, how is their disease progression being slowed, some of those metrics that are a little bit more easy to understand. There's literally hundreds of metrics, both on the clinical side and on the business side. Big data has definitely made its way into nephrology like it has all of healthcare. From a perspective of capturing that data, it's very abundant, and satellite healthcare, as the parent of NNA, is very well qualified to capture those metrics and benchmark. Satellite has a very positive history of having the leading outcomes of all providers on the dialysis side. You know, we couldn't advocate that, and we would not be validated if it weren't for a robust data collection and reporting process.
Satellite Healthcare's reputation precedes you as an extraordinary nonprofit organization, which is very concerned about patient outcomes and the patient experience. Does that make a difference?
It makes a huge difference. When we speak to potential physician partners, that's one of the first things that they bring up. You know, we bring it up too, of course. They really appreciate and value Satellite's commitment to patients first. that DNA is really the foundation of the National Nephrology Alliance. That's why, looping back to my previous comment about our partner's commitment to patient quality.
What's the best part of your job when you walk in the door at a practice?
Both my parents, they're retired now, they were physicians. My mom was an optometrist. My father was an orthopedic surgeon.
Really?
So healthcare is in my blood.
Why didn't you, with that heritage, with that legacy, become a physician?
I think honestly, Chris, it's because I'm lucky. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. They were first generation immigrants from India. They wanted to encourage my sister and I to have all the choice, all the options, and gravitate towards what we wanted to do. My focus was a little bit more on numbers and math and later finance. And I was able to bridge that with a strong ability to connect with people. So that led me to the business development and kind of M&A world. By seeing what my parents went through, the ups and downs of private practice, hospital employment, I realized that there's a lot of room there to try to make things better. But also seeing the great stories from their patients, the connections they had, I'm very thankful and fortunate for the opportunities I've had. And if I could go back and do it again, I would do it the same way.
Where do you envision the NNA program, the National Nephrology Alliance, to be in the next, say, 2 to 5 years?
To grow the National Nephrology Alliance to a large size where we can start to advocate for our patients at a policy level so that we can say, we have 200-300 physicians, we have, you know, several thousand patients, we have all this data. And do you know what, CMS? This is how you should do value-based care for nephrology.
You're talking about developing clout and influence.
That's an accurate way to assess that. It's still just a very large, small business. It's very hard to get clout, to get a voice at that next level, at the state and national level. And in creating NNA, the National Nephrology Alliance, part of what we're saying is that we can join together and have a much, much louder voice by acting as one while maintaining independence and maintaining, you know, all those things that are attractive about private practice and the growth opportunities without merging.
Does that goal appeal to the nephrologist you speak to? Do they say, it's about time, Raveen, we really need to be heard there in the state capital or Washington, D.C.?
It's something that probably wasn't the first thing they thought of as a benefit of being part of NNA. But as we talk about the potential for sharing best practices, sharing data, sharing outcomes, bringing a larger group of physicians together so they can collaborate, and then layering in the resources that Satellite and our partners have to reach those audiences, then it becomes much more, I'd say, exciting at that level. My goal is to get us to that point where we can then really move the needle in terms of what's best for the patient and what's best for what they need.
Raveen, thank you. This has been a fascinating conversation, and I must say, very enlightening and educational too. Thank you for joining us today on NEPH Talk.
Thanks, Chris. It's been great. Appreciate it.